I took one step forward and then had a very difficult time with the next step. You asked for me, human, the Khonsu said. I developed a spine and walked over to the Khonsu. It touched and prodded me with its smaller arms, while its giant slashing arms, the ones the Khonsu used to decapitate enemies in combat, hovered on either side of me, at just about head level. I managed not to completely lose it. Yes, well, the Khonsu said, and I heard something like disappointment in its voice. There's nothing particularly special about you, is there, physically? Is there something special about you mentally? No, I said. I'm just me. We are all just ourselves, the Khonsu said, and folded itself back into itself, much to my relief. That is axiomatic. What is it about you that makes hundreds of Oban allow themselves to die to get to me, is what I am asking. I felt sick again. You said that hundreds of Oban died to bring you to me? Oh yes, the Khonsu said. Your pets surrounded my ship with their own and tried to board it. The ship killed everyone that tried. They remained persistent, and finally I became curious. I allowed one to board the ship, and it told me that you had demanded the Oban convince the Khonsu to help you. I wanted to see for myself what sort of creature could so casually demand this, and could cause the Oban to fulfill it at such a cost to themselves. It looked at me again curiously. You appear upset, it said. I'm thinking about the Oban who died, I said. They did what you asked of them, the Khonsu said, with a bored tone. You didn't have to kill so many of them, I said. Your pets didn't have to offer up so many to sacrifice, said the Khonsu. And yet they did. You seem stupid, so I will explain this to you. Your pets, to the extent that they can think, did this intelligently. The Khonsu will not speak to the Oban for their own behalf. We answered their questions long ago, and it does not interest us to speak further on the subject. But you spoke to the Oban, I said. I am dying, the Khonsu said. I am on... And here the Khonsu made a noise that sounded like a tractor falling down a hill. The death journey that Khonsu prepared to move forward are permitted, if in this life they have proven worthy. Khonsu on this journey may do as they please, including speaking to prescribed creatures, and may, if asked appropriately, grant a final boon. Your pets have spied on the Khonsu for decades. We were aware of this, but did nothing about it, and knew the route of the death journey, and knew the ceremonial ships those on the journey traveled in. Your pets understood this was the only way they could talk to us, and your pets knew what it would require to interest me or any Khonsu enough to hear them. You should have known this when you made your demand. I didn't, I said. Then you are foolish, human, the Khonsu said. If I were inclined to feel sorry for the Oban, I would do so because they had wasted their effort and diverted me from my journey on the behalf of someone so ignorant of the cost. But I do not feel sorry for them. They at least knew the cost and willingly paid it. Now, you will either tell me how you demand I help you, or I will go and your pets' deaths will have truly been for nothing. I need help to save my colony, I said, and forced myself to focus. My friends and family are there and are under threat of attack. It is a small colony and not able to defend itself. The Colonial Union will not help us. The Oban are not allowed to help us. The Khonsu have technology that could help us. I ask for your help. You said ask, the Khonsu said. Your pets said demand. I demanded help from the Oban because I knew I could, I said. I am asking you. I do not care about your colony or you, the Khonsu said. You just said that as part of your death journey you can grant a boon, I said. This could be it. It may be that my boon was to the Oban in speaking to you, the Khonsu said. I blinked at this. How would it be a boon to them just to speak to me if you won't at least think of helping me? I said. Then it would be you who wasted their sacrifice and effort. That is my choice, the Khonsu said. The Oban understood that in making the sacrifice the answer might be no. This is another thing they understand that you don't. I know there is a lot I don't understand here, I said. I can see that, I'm sorry, but I still need help for my family and friends. How many family and friends? The Khonsu said. My colony has 2,500 people, I said. A similar number of Oban died in order to bring me here, the Khonsu said. I didn't know that would happen, I said. I wouldn't have asked for that. Is that so? The Khonsu said. It shifted its bulk and drew in toward me. I didn't back away. I don't believe you, human. You are foolish, and you are ignorant, that much is clear. Yet I cannot believe that even you did not understand what you were asking the Oban for when you asked them to come to us for your sake. You demanded help from the Oban because you could. And because you could, you did not ask the cost. But you had to have known the cost would be high. I didn't know what to say to that. The Khonsu drew back and seemed to regard me like it might an amusing insect. Your capriciousness and callousness with the Oban interests me, it said. And so does the fact that the Oban are willing to give of themselves for your whims despite your lack of care for them. I said something I knew I was going to regret, but I couldn't help myself. The Khonsu was doing a really excellent job of pushing my buttons. That's a funny thing, coming from someone from the race that gave the Oban intelligence but no consciousness, I said, as long as we're talking about capriciousness and callousness.
Ah, yes, that's right, the Khonsu said. The Oban told me this. You're the child of the human who made the machines that let the Oban play at consciousness.
They don't play at it, I said. They have it.
And it is a terrible thing that they do, the Khonsu said.
Consciousness is a tragedy. It leads the whole race away from perfection, causes it to fritter its efforts on individual and wasteful effort. Our lives as Khonsu are spent learning to free our race from the tyranny of self, to move beyond ourselves, and in doing so move our race forward. It is why we help you lesser races along, so you may also free yourselves in time. I bit my cheek at this bit. The Khonsu would sometimes come down to a human colony, wipe it and everyone in it off the face of their planet, and then wait for the colonial defense forces to come and fight them. It was a game to the Khonsu as far as any of us could see. To say that they were doing it for our benefit was perverse, to say the least. But I was here to ask for help, not debate morals. I had already been baited once. I didn't dare let it happen again.